Be'ezras Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh and Lords of Sanctification of the New Month, in the Sefer Zman, Book of Designated Times, which at this Perek we discuss, continuing the theme of the previous Perek, regarding the place of the sun in its orbit. As Rambam gets halacha off regarding the mean travels of the sun, what he calls Mahalach Hashem Hashem Tzoyi, the path of the mean of the sun, which we spoke about in the previous parak halacha tazvav regarding its true path, but then the mean, which is what we use for the measurements, which is really what's critical just for us to know regarding the when you're going to be able to see the moon. So if you consider that b'yei mechad in one day, shu chav tal shois, it's 24 hours. So meaning in one day, which is 24 hours, if you're going to consider how the mean movement of the sun, it's nun tes chalakim, it's 59 minutes, ushmayna shnias, and 8 seconds, which Shemana, the manik for that is kad, which is 24 hours. You're going to get natach, you're going to get 59 minutes, and you're going to have the 8 seconds. Now, in individual days, up until the number 10 days, the Rambam does not count what we're going to mention shortly, the thirds, but when it gets more is when it becomes critical, when it gets to greater numbers. So Nimtzim HaHalchim Ba'asor Yom comes out that it's the path of the sun in 10 days, is Tesha Miles is 9 degrees, V'nun al Chalakim at 51 minutes, V'chov Kimel Shnias and 23 seconds, which the month of the Manik that is Tenach Kag, which the test is 9 degrees, the Nun Aleph is 51 Chalakim, meaning minutes, and Kag is 23 seconds. So B'nimzim Al Chalakim Ayim comes out that the way how much it moves in 100 days is Tzadiches Miles is 98 degrees, Ushleshim Chalakim, and 33 minutes, Benuni Gimel Shnias, and 53 seconds. Simonim it's Namanikis, Tzach Lag Nag, which are the same numbers of degrees, minutes, and seconds. Now, Nimza comes at She'edis Mahalchav Elav Yom, comes out that the remainder of what it goes in 1,000 days, meaning the remainder, because Achash Tashtach Kol Shas Milus, again, it's not really relevant after 360, Kamesh Ben, like we already explained this in Perek Yud Aleph, in the previous Perek Halacha Yud, because we just want to figure out where it is in conscious, but the whole circle is 360, so just it's repeating over again. But what you're going to have, if you take away that, the remainder will have Reish Samachay Milus, 265 degrees, because we want to know exactly where it's moving to, V'lamad Ches Chalakim, and 38 minutes, Benun Shnias, and 50 seconds, which Saman and the Manik is Rasho Lachan, again, Reish Samachay Milus, Lamed Ches Chalakim and Nun Shnias in 50 seconds. That's how much the sun has moved in a period of 1,000 days. But then it comes out, Shedis Mahalcha Be'asedis Halav Miyam, comes out, the remainder that you have, how much it went in 10,000 days, is Kof Lamed Vav Mile, again, because you're taking away 360, is Kof Lamed Vav Mile, it's 136 degrees, B'chof Ches Chalakim, 28 minutes, B'chof Shnias, and 20 seconds. Simonim Itz Namanik is Kalu Koyach Kof, again, the same amount of numbers for the degrees, minutes, and the seconds. And in this path, Tikpal, you could double the Taitzi Mahalcha and you could get out its path, whatever number you come up with. If you want to make certain signs, mnemonics for yourself to know its path, but 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, Adasar, up until 10, Tasa, that's what you could do. Let's say also you want to make for yourself prepared signs for how it's going to go for 20 days, 30 days, 40 days, up until 100. Tas, you can do that also. It's revealed and well known. You'll know this after you know the path of the sun in one day, which as we described, which is multiplying. Now, it's appropriate to be prepared and known by you. The path of the mean of the sun, how much it goes in 29 days, v'lishin nun dalad yom, and how much it goes in 354 days, which, shemi mishnas levana, that's important because that's the amount of days in a lunar year, b'sman shechadoshek esidrim, when the months are in its regular order, v'yanikrish shana sedur, that's called a regular year, which you have full month, empty month, chodesh malach, chodesh chaser, and so on and so forth, in that pattern, sh'b'sman shilecho em tzioiz elu mochan, because when you have these means prepared, meaning you know the mean of the sun in a lunar month and in a lunar year, it's going to be very easy for you, this calculation, to know when you're going to be able to see the moon, because that's, again, the whole purpose of what we're trying to do, to be able to know when you're going to be able to see the moon, the new moon on the night of the 30th day. And the reason, because a complete 29 days is what you have from the night when you could see the moon in this month until you could see the night of the moon of the coming month. And that's how it is every single month. In pachas mochavtes yom, it's not less than 29 days, and lo yosi, it's not more than that. Because again, our whole desire in all these calculations is el das for the evil vad, is only to know when you could see it on the night of the 30th day, because the night of the 29th day, for sure you're not going to be able to see it, because the month is not less than 29 days, and on night 31, for sure it's already seen, because the length of the mean of a lunar month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. And for that, it helps the cheshbon of knowing the mean of the sun, that it's around 29 days. So to, from the night of seeing the in this month, until seeing on the night of the coming month, meaning the same month in the following year, in a Shana Sedura, in a regular year, because that's how it's effective to know the mean of the sun, as we said, for 354 days, which is the lunar year, or it could be a year and one day, if it's month, was full. They added on a meaning another day. That's how it's going to be every single year. You'll know it. Now, and regarding the travel of the mean of the sun for 29 days, is 28 degrees, and 35 minutes, and 1 second. Which it's mnemonic is koyach la aleph, which is the degrees, the minutes and the seconds. Umahal chalashan estuda, and its path for a regular year is shun min ches milus is 348 degrees, but nun chalakim 55 minutes, but tesu b'shnei is and 15 seconds. Which samanim its mnemonic is smach no two, which again the amount of degrees, minutes and seconds. Halacha base. Now regarding the height of the sun, known as the apogee, is nekuda achas yesh begagal hashemesh. There is one point in the orbit of the sun, and so too regarding the other orbits of the seven planets. When the planet is in that orbit, its height will be above the land, all its light, or some Gersoris have kama oidei, all its strength. In other words, when the sun is at that point, it's the maximum distance, which is called the apogee, from the planet Earth. Now that point of the orbit of the sun or other planets, except for the moon, has a uniform circle, meaning a uniform path, and its path every single year is b'kate of mala'achas in an approximation of 1 degree. On the Kuduzu, now this point, here in the cross, Guiva Shemesh, that's what's called the height of the sun, as we call the apogee. Mahalcha b'chol asar yom, its path every 10 days, is shnia achas, is 1 second, v'chatzah shnia and a half a second, which shehilam et shlishis, which that is 33rds. Comes out that its path in 100 days is tetzav shneis is 15 seconds. Umahalchem elvium its path in 1,000 days is shnei chalakim is 2 minutes ushleishem shneis and 33rds and 30 seconds. Umahalchem aseres alafim yom and its path in 10,000 days is chafei chalakim is 25 minutes. The nimtz umahalchem letishav esrim comes out what it goes in 29 days is arba shneis void is 4 seconds and a little bit more. And the way it goes in a regular year is nun gemashnias is 53 seconds. Now, Kavan Ran really said in Perek Alv Halacha Tezayin, previous Perek, sheikar shemiminas chol chesbazeh that the primary date, the starting point that we're going to talk about for these calculations, so that we know the place of the sun in its orbit, in its mean, in what time that it is, that is necessary to know the point of where it is in the specific time that helps us figure out all the calculations, who we said we're going to have, which was in the times of the Rambam, the beginning of the night of Thursday, which its day was the third of the month of Nisan, which was the year 4,938 from creation. Now, at that starting point, the place of the sun in its mean travels, at that point, was b'sheva ma'ilis, 7 degrees, or shalosh chalakim, and 3 minutes, b'lamad b'shniyas, and 32 seconds, b'mazal tzhala, from the mazal tle, the first of the mazals, which saman mitz namanik is zag lev, which is 7 degrees, zayin is 7 degrees, gimel is 3 minutes, and lev is the 32 seconds. Now, mokayim geva shemesh hoybe'ikazeh, now the apogee, when, if we're talking about this starting point, was b'chavmav ma'ilis, was 26 degrees, memei chalakim, 45 minutes, ushmein shnias and 8 seconds, mi mazal to'imim, from the mazal of Jemini, which in times of Rambam, as we said, it does move a little bit every 70 years. So, Al Kapanim, that's where the apogee, is always going to be the furthest point. That's where it was at that point. Which Samanim, the mnemonic for that is Kav Mo'ches, which is the 26 degrees, the 45 Chalokim, and the 8 seconds. Now that I'm discussing regarding the place of the mean path of the sun. Kishatir Taledman, you want to know Mokoyim HaShemesh, the place of the sun, Bahamalochem Tsoi, in its mean means like the middle, the median, like of its path. Whenever you're going to want to know, Tikach Minyayam. So take the number of days from Etchilas Yom Iker, from the starting point of the day that we gave, Adayim Shatitzan, to whatever day you're at. But Tetsu Malochem Tsoi, Ba'isma Yom, then you're able to figure out the mean path in those days, when the Saman Shaitan, from the signs that we already let you know, this as we spoke about in Malacha Aleph. But Tetsu Malochem Tsoi, and then you'll give whatever the additions are on the starting point. The Kabbalah Komin and Mine, as we discovered, the basic arithmetic, you'll add every category with its numbers. But Yetze, what comes out, Humukam Hashemesh Malochem Tsoi, Laisayam, that's going to be the place of the mean of the sun of that day. Ketzer Hasad, Ram illustrates, Harisha Ratzina Leida, let's say you're going to want to know, Mukam Hashemesh Tsoi, the place of where the mean place of the sun is B'tchil Shalat Shabbos, the beginning of Friday night, She'yem Arba Asal Chedesh Shabbos, which is day number 14 of the month of Tammuz. Mishon Nazir from this year, Shishnas Eker, which is the starting year, the Rambam when the Rambam is writing Mishnah Torah. So Mitzvah Minayim comes out that the number of days Miyam Eker from the starting point at Chilas Yom Hazeh until the beginning of this day, Shana Reitzim Leida, that we want to know Mokam Hashemesh Bali, the place where the sun is at this date is Miyam. That's a 100-day difference. Okay, so Lekachnu Emtzam Halacha Lekuf Yom. So we take the mean of its path for 100 days, which we discussed in the beginning of this parak. Shutzach Lagnag. We already described that's how much the sun goes in 100 days. Is this 98 degrees, the 33 minutes, and the 53 seconds. Okay, but Safna Le'ikr, and we add that on to the starting point, which Shahu, which we just described a moment ago, Shahu Zag Lev, that's the 7 degrees, and the 3 minutes, and the 32 seconds. Yotzim Lechesh, comes out, if you're adding that onto the calculation, you get to Meyev V'chamesh Milus, 105 degrees, V'lamazen Chalokim, and 37 minutes, V'chavesh Nias, and 25 seconds, which some of them, the demand for that is Ka Laz Koi, which again is this 105 degrees, 37 minutes, and 25 seconds. Menim Tzim Mekoyim V'mahalachem Tzoy B'tchil Zazaz, it comes out, it's placed in the path of the, if it's median path, in the beginning of this night, which we're picking this Friday night, it's b'mazel sartan, in the mazel of cancer, b'tesva miles by 15 degrees into that mazel, b'lam zayin chalokim imal tazayin, and 37 chalokim of its 16th degree. V'hem tzoy yishi yiz b'chesh ben zeh. Now, this mean, which comes out in this calculation, which we're describing, pum yeh b'tchil salayla b'shava, sometimes it's going to be precisely in the beginning of the night time, which just like the starting point that the Rambam started was the beginning of the night, which was the night of the 3rd of Nisan, or it might be an hour earlier of sunset, or after sunset by an hour, because all these cheshbonos are, like we said, are calculations of estimation of the mean of the sun and not the true path of the orbit of the mazalis, which in this true path, so the truth is, there's no exact order, because sometimes it's quicker, sometimes it's slower. But based on what we're saying, the mean, it's going to be a little bit before, a little bit after. But the and again, that we're not concerned for regarding the sun, regarding the calculation of when you could see the moon, because we supplement this approximation when we calculate also the mean of the moon. So the Rambam is not so precise on the, like we said, position, if it's not going to really be causing any loss for knowing when we're going to be able to see the moon, so that it makes it easier for whoever is not accustomed to these very complex calculations. And it's along this path that you constantly do, whenever you want to, even for after 1,000 years. If you gather all the remnants of the 360, when we're talking about regarding the degrees, as we said in Halacha Aleph, but you're going to add that onto the starting point, you're going to get the mean of where it is right now. You can do the same thing for the mean of the moon, which is the place where the moon is in its mean path. And the mean for every single planet. As long as you know where its path is on any specific day, and you know the starting point of where it is, you're going to gather its path along all the days and the years that you want to. But can you add on to the starting point? And you'll come out with its place in its mean path. Same thing goes for the height of the sun, meaning the apogee. You add on its path in those days or years on the starting point. Then you'll know the place of the apogee. For that day that you want. Now, the truth is, it was arbitrary what the Rambam had picked, and now we discussed regarding changing the starting point. If you want to take a different starting point to start from, except for the starting point that we had started on this year, let's say you want to start in the beginning of, the Rambam when he was writing it was the middle of a cycle. Let's say you want to start in the beginning of a 19-year cycle. That's a known one. Or you want to start in the beginning of a century. You have that option if that's all that you want. If you want that the starting point that you can start from is from past years before this starting point that I'm picking, or after many years from this starting point, again, the path is known. What's the path? So you already know. You already know the path of the sun for a regular year, and its path for a lunar month, which is 29 days. And you know its path for one day. But what are we doing? That's well known. That a year, that its months are complete, which is a full year. He said al studu yemecha. That's a day more than a regular year because you're having one more mali. And a year that its months are lacking, which you're going to have one less of a full month than the regular year. So it's one day less than the regular year. Now regarding a leap year, which you're adding another month, now if its months are in the order, all that, then it's going to be more than the regular year by amount of 30 days, because it's a 30-day month. Now if its months are whole, meaning if it's the year is a year with shleimim, so he sails through laman avyam, so it's going to be more than the regular year by 31 days. And if it's months are missing, meaning lacking, he sails through the chavtasim, so it's only going to be more than the regular year by 29 days. Now, once you know all these things, you're going to be able to extract the path of the mean of the sun, of all the years and days that you want. You're going to have to add on to the starting point that we made. Again, you're going to have to take out, again, which is important to know regarding when you're considering the cycles of the years. Like we said, you have to know what's when you're adding on to what type of year, a regular year, a full year, a minus year, as we spoke about in the previous program regarding how much full months you have in the year, and then considering a leap year, or what type of we were adding on that extra month, how it compares to a regular year. But Yisrochem Tzalim Shatitz is going to come out that the mean of the day that you want, Mishon Mabois, from the coming years, meaning after the starting point of the Rambam, and you make that one the primary day, or you minus the mean that you come out from the starting point that we made. And then you'll be able to take a starting point from a day that you want to from a prior year. And then you'll make that mean as the starting point. But whichever one you could, based on the knowledge that you know already. And that's how you can make for the mean of the moon or Shark Chavim and the other planets. If it's known to you, you can make whatever starting point you want. And it's already been explained to you from the inference of our words. Just like you're going to know the mean of the sun for any day that you want to from the coming days, so you can know the mean of every day that you want to from any day that has passed. Once you know the calculations, you can go forward or backwards, and you'll be able to know where it is, and then to make that a starting point for whatever calculations you want.